Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 285. Today, Charles asks, I used to read the men's adventure novels, such as Mac Bolan by Don Pendleton, and I was wondering how a writer in today's market would do something similar with a single character in a monthly or bi-monthly adventures without the character getting stale and keep the interest or following of the readers.
Well, the answer to that is just like the old men's adventure writers did. Probably the best thing to look at for this in terms of current work that's going on is NCIS. Though probably two better examples that are very specific to your genre of older TV shows are Magnum P.I. and The A-Team, both of which Donald Belisario had a hand in, not coincidentally. The trick to writing that kind of self-sustaining serial, the hero that you can keep going back to again, there's a few formulaic points. One is that they are melodrama rather than drama. I talked in some depth about this in my recent book, Becoming the Everyday Novelist, and that was based in turn on a talk I gave about this in the first 30 days of this podcast, which I think have probably fallen off the feed by now. In brief, here's how it works. For any basic conflict, you've got a triangle of characters in Western storytelling. You've got the hero, the villain, and the victim. In drama, the process of the novel involves the three of them changing places. In melodrama, the three of them do not change places. So, how does that work? Well, let's look at Star Wars. Star Wars is a drama by the classical rules, even though it's very melodramatic and pulpy and light and doesn't have a lot of deep meaning other than that which is resonant with the audience's lives. But in Star Wars, Luke starts out as the victim. Uncle Owen kind of starts out as the villain, in Luke's story anyway. And Princess Leia starts out as the hero. Well, by the middle of the story, Princess Leia is the victim, Darth Vader is the villain, and Luke is the hero. At the end of the story, Leia, who started out as the hero, became the victim, is now a hero again. Uncle Owen, who started out as a villain, became a victim and died. Vader, who started out as the villain, ends up being the victim of the hero's triumph, and Luke, who started off as the victim, became the hero. All Western story that is drama works by that kind of exchange of roles, going all the way back to the ancient Greeks and the Greek dramas. In drama, the chief appeal for the audience, above and beyond anything else, the reason the form exists is that humans like to go on journeys. They like to inhabit different people, different circumstances. They like to play different roles in life, either the ones that they feel condemned to, or just because they want some novelty. That process is cathartic. It's very emotionally involving of going through a dramatic arc, and that's why it persists. Melodrama is almost the opposite. In melodrama, your heroes, your victims, and your villains are always your heroes, your victims, and your villains. It's Dudley Do-Right. Dudley Do-Right is a satire of late 19th century melodrama, and it's a brilliant satire of late 19th century melodrama. Snidely is always the mustache-twirling villain. Dudley is always the noble and pure but slightly clueless Canadian Mountie, and Nell, despite her whip-smart ability to foil both Dudley and Snidely all the time, is continually getting kidnapped and tied to railroad tracks. Almost all episodic television is melodrama, because melodrama appeals to the other part, the other reason that we like stories. We like stories because they offer an escape, they offer excitement, they offer entertainment that demands nothing of us. And melodrama, with its dependable morality and its dependable characters, who run the same kind of story arc over and over, those kinds of characters comfort us. They become part of our emotional furniture. We can rely on them because they don't change, even though our friends and family do. We love melodrama for the same reason that we love a good dog or a good drinking buddy. These are the people in our lives who provide stability when everything else is chaos. Now, the way that you keep melodrama fresh is that you change all the furniture every time you go in the house. It's the same house every time, but you change all the furniture. And you can do an amazing amount with changing the furniture. change the stakes. If it's adventure or crime fiction, you change the method of the crime, the mechanics of the plot, the sort of quest that your hero is going on. And you change the hero's experiences and reactions to them just a little bit. Melodrama plays on the 80-20 rule. 80% must be the same. 20% must be new. That way the audience has instant familiarity with everything that's going on. They settle in. They love it. They go on a grand adventure that is still unique and interesting enough to keep them stimulated and engaged and entertained the whole way through. And they get to the end, and it's like a ride at Disneyland. It lets you right off at the same place. And that's a feature, not a bug. The only way to do melodrama bad, aside from bad writing, is to mistake it for drama halfway through. If you get your melodrama and your drama mixed up in the wrong way, you wind up with something that's neither fish nor fowl. So your melodrama readers will be turned off because it's too deep and too dark. And your drama readers will be turned off because it's so shallow and puerile and juvenile, and I can't believe anyone reads this. How could this get such good reviews? So if you're going to be riding the line between them, that's a whole art form in its own, and it's a very well-developed one. For reasons I can't begin to comprehend, I seem to have done this successfully with my Clark Lantham mystery series, riding the line between drama and melodrama pretty well, so you can check those out if you want. On the other hand, if you want some pretty good melodrama that's straight up and fairly unapologetic about it, Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files is bog-standard straight-up melodrama, and it follows that men's adventure formula pretty damn well. You can also go back to the old men's adventures like the ones that you used to read and learn a lot from them. But to keep a melodrama fresh, you basically need to change the furniture. You don't just want to repaint the house. You want to change all the furniture and maybe remodel the cabinets. But keep the layout of the house more or less the same. You know, occasionally substitute out a wall for a door, but it's always the same house. Do that and you'll be duplicating the formula that's worked for adventure series writers and pulp fiction writers forever, from Doc Savage to Perry Mason to the men's adventure genre you enjoy to romance novels. They all do the same kind of thing. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.